You want to choose to come, okay, become a bodhisattva. You can choose to come. Under what condition, what era, who your parents, you can choose. But you must have that type of understanding. The preliminary starting stage of the bodhisattva way, the bodhisattva don't have such ability yet. But as they progress, as they develop more understanding, more perfection, then they understand. Then they evolve this understanding, stabilize it, and they try it. They try it. When they try it, then in future when they arrive, when they connect, they realize, hey, all this is like my nature. All this already pre-planned, decided through aspiration, through vow, through pure wish, already set the condition. You remember the Buddha, Sakyamuni, when he became a Samasa Buddha? How did Dipankara predict so long before it happened? He will be born in a Sakya family. He will have who and who as his chief disciple and all those things. The wife, the son and all those things. And the father who... It's because Sakyamuni Buddha's perfection has become so extensive and Dipankara Buddha is also a Samasa Buddha. He can see the conditioning. Then, based on his wisdom and extensive understanding, he will know this being will receive the prediction. So that's why they will give. And the prediction is very clear. Based on what you want, the aspiration of Sakyamuni Buddha and all. So when he became the Samasa Buddha, he really arise in the Sakya family and all those things. This is what I mean by you can choose to come. You can choose under what circumstances, condition, and era. So all these are possible only for great beings, very advanced cultivator of the way. The sainthood way cannot. The sainthood way has some form of understanding of basic Dhamma. Even the Arahant, no more ignorant, yes, no more rebirth. But they didn't go through that training. That's why their understanding is limited. Some of them, the mundane mind didn't collapse. They still have outflow of thought. Understand? So, outflow of thought means what? It's still birth and death of the thought. Understand? The thoughts still arise and pass away. That's why sometimes in the Maya Sutta they say, you still got outflow. Outflow doesn't mean defilement. Outflow is outflow of thought. Means your rebirth, what they call segmented life rebirth, no more. Understand? You know why segmented life, the form and mind that come, understand? Through karma. Well, you no more avijja, there is no rebirth consciousness. That's why the segmented life, no more.